It's a blending of energies and talents and repertoires between Tom Witt and Mary Price and our friend Nate and Sean Finley, the percussionist who's just stepped in for us. And also we're pleased to have Carolyn as a guest vocalist tonight, and you're going to be just treated with her rendition of The Girl from Ipanema. Very romantic. If some of you choose to leave in couples after her number, we'll understand. Anyway, so welcome and thank you for coming. And we're going to start out tonight with a piece by Antonio Carlos Jobim called, I wish I could pronounce this like Carolyn does, Cocuvado.
Thank you.
now it's time for a story. One of my stories from Peace Walking. And I wanted to tell this story as kind of a homily about music being a healing force in the world. And I'm wondering how many people believe that music can heal the world? All right, we've got some believers, we got some non-believers here. All right. Remember when the Soviet Union was our arch enemy? And we were afraid they were going to drop bombs on us. Well, in 1987, I had the opportunity to be a flutist for something called the U.S.-Soviet Peace Walk, where 200 Americans from all over the United States and 200 Soviets from all over the USSR walked together from Leningrad to Moscow for world peace. And I went there with a few words of Russian, but not very much more than that. And with one song that someone had taught me. Actually, I had two songs that I had been taught in Russian. And one was a song about a little boy who wished that his mother and he would be spared from bombing during World War II. And the way that they would be spared by bombing from bombing would be by the sun shining all of the time. And the words, because the planes couldn't come if it was sunny, they'd be shot down. The words of the song are, may there always be sunshine, may there always be blue sky, may there always be mama, may there always be me. And it goes, Всегда будет солнце, всегда будет небо, всегда будет мама, всегда буду я. Well, I went to Russia with just that amount of that song. And the first day that we got out on the road with our Soviet counterparts, none of us really could communicate with the others. And so I started playing. They finished the phrase for me, and they also added another part of the song. Goes on into the part of the song that I know. So everybody was singing by the end of the afternoon, singing that song together. There was another experience I had on the walk in Russia where I was in a village, very small village, and I can't even remember the name of the village now, but I was a great sensation in the village. The old women in their scarves would come up to me like and pick up my hair and go, oh. So we were all standing around kind of smiling at each other after they had all felt on my hair. And I started singing this other song that I happened to know from a time when I sang Balkan music, women's Balkan music. And it goes, Lidya Dutki Dva Gusya. It's a song about a young woman whose favorite squeeze has gone out to do something in the countryside, and she wonders where he is and if he's coming back. So I started singing, Lidya Dutki. These little old ladies went, oh! And then they started to sing. Lidya Dutki in four-part harmony, So from that moment to this, I'm fast friends with them. Even though I don't know where they are, I don't know the name of their town. So anyway, that's the end of my stories about Russia and music healing the planet. So at this point, we're going to do our second song of the evening, and we're going to invite up Carolyn to be our guest vocalist on The Girl from Ipanema.
Carolyn and I were just talking about Brazil because well, Carolyn speaks Portuguese and Spanish both, and so I was kind of asking her lots of questions, and had she been to Brazil? One of my dreams has always been to go. And the first way that I was ever introduced to the music of Brazil, which may be true for many of you, was through this real commercial form, Bossa Nova and the Samba, that came to us largely through Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is the composer of both Corcovado, the first one we did, and Girl from Ipanema, one of the most famous Bossa Novas of our time. So we were talking about the fact that Brazil is a real mixed bag. We, a lot of us, think of it as being kind of a romantic place where this kind of Bossa Nova comes from, when really it's one of the poorest countries on the face of the earth and has one of the largest populations of homeless children on the planet. And so it's with some irony, I think, that we sing the beautiful Bossa Nova from Brazil.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, é a menina que vem que passa, o mundo se balança o caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, de sol de Ipanema, do céu balançado é mais poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. tall and tan, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, it's like a samba that swings so cool, sways so gently. When she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him. Tall and tan, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. Que não é só minha, que então me passa sozinha. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. No, she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see.
One more story about music and peace. All right, it's the last one of the night. It's my swan song, so I can do whatever I want to. I'm telling this story partially because of the wonderful experience, but partially because I told my friends in Kobe that when I got back from Kobe, Japan, I'd tell everyone about the beautiful experience that I had there. On the plane ride, well, I should say I just got back about a week and a half ago from Kobe as a cultural ambassador from the city of Seattle to our sister city, Kobe. But Kobe had invited delegates from six other sister cities as well: Brisbane, Australia, Marseille, France, Tianjin, China, Rio de Janeiro, Philadelphia, which is a friendship city, and Riga, Latvia. So on the plane ride over, I told Christian, the other performer that Seattle sent, that I had the feeling that we knew these people that we were about to meet as sister city delegates, and that I felt I missed them already. And sure enough, within a few days, we had all bonded together, and there were a lot of us who did not speak a common language, and one of those pairings was the women from Tianjin, China, and us Americans. We had nothing in common at all. But at the end of the week, during the break between the last show, the second to last show and the last show, one of the women from Tianjin sat down and she was just strumming away on this weird instrument that she plays. It looks kind of like a mandolin, but it has these fretboards, these fret things that stick up about this far from the soundboard of the instrument. And it's, you know, she does these strange bends and everything on it. So she was just playing away, and I sat down next to her and started playing with her. And it started sounding really good. And the women from Marseille said, "Ah, you know," they said it in French, "you have to play this together." I can't say it in French. You understand it, I don't speak it. So it just so happened we had a going away party the next night, and all of us performers were supposed to do something for the going away party. So my friend from Tianjin and I decided we would do this piece that we just improvised there for this going away party as our contribution to the entertainment. Well, when it came our time to play our piece together, we walked up. I mean, we just practiced like 5 minutes together. We walked up there and we played this song through, and the room just went crazy because they knew we couldn't speak any language together except music, right? And they asked for an encore. Say what? No, we decided not to do that. Somehow, we decided not to do that. I mean, we didn't have a way of saying that, but she started playing something else, and luckily it was in a key that I could play also, and we played this piece together. It was an absolute miracle that it worked. Absolutely a miracle, but it did work. And so, there is my testimony. I'm a witness. I'm witnessing the music that can heal any rift. Any rift. Okay. Our next song is going to be actually a group of songs. Tom Witt, who is, actually an arranger. I suspect he's also a composer, but he's an arranger of great brilliance.
No, I'm not a composer.
But you're a wonderful arranger.
Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. See, he must know. About 8 months ago, I purchased this little instrument here, and it led me to produce a cassette tape of some arrangements of LBW, Lutheran Book of Worship hymns, that people had been nagging at me to put down on cassette. And so this instrument gave me the chance to do it with lots of different instruments inside of it on 16 different tracks. And I made a cassette tape called Dusting Off the Green Book.
It's beautiful. I've heard it, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's also at the bookstore.
It's in the bookstore, right. So I'm going to do three, they're not exactly what I've done, but Dove's going to help me on a couple of them. But three songs, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and Now Thank We All Our God, and A Mighty Fortress. So it's both for your enjoyment and also a cheap ploy to plug my tape in the in the bookstore. So even though it's a medley, you can like clap in between them if you want to.
Thank you.
Jeff, the king of tuning. Did you all hear that last night? Yes. It was a tuning concert. Too many guitars in one room at one time. Oh, then you're in trouble. This next song is called Gracias a la Vida and is one of my favorite songs of all time. In my opinion, it's one of the strong, strong songs that live in the world, thanks to Violeta Parra, in this case, a woman living in Chile during the time of the reign of the military police, the junta. And she managed, like many of her colleagues, Pablo Neruda, one of them, to write such incredible poetry in the midst of torture. She writes in this song that I'm going to sing in Spanish, "Thanks to life, which has given me so much, it has given me two eyes, and when I open them, clearly I can see between black and white, and the far starry sky, and among the crowds, the people that I love. Thanks to life, which has given me so much, it has given me sound and words, and with these words, I think and speak out, mother, friend, brother, sister, illuminating light, the root of the soul of the one I love. Thanks to life, which has given me so much, it has given me the rhythm of my tired feet. With them, I walked through cities and puddles, beaches and deserts, mountains and plains, and your house, your street, and your backyard. Thanks to life, which has given me so much, it has given me laughter and it has given me tears. Thus, I can distinguish between happiness and sadness, the two substances that make my song and your song, which is my own song. Thanks to life, which has given me so much. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes la persona que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario del alma de mi amada. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados. Con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos. La casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes que es mi propio canto.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto.
Now for something completely different.
Would Fred McCandless please approach the bench?
Go ahead and introduce it if you can.
Improvisation. Could you tell we were playing that on the spot? Improvisation. Now we're going to invite everybody back for our grand finale. And I'm going to let Mary introduce. Come on, come on.
Yeah, you want to improvise?
We could play.
Sure.
We could play.
Like an easy chord change thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. I just want to say one thing into this microphone, Dub. It's been such an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
Oh, likewise.
And, you know, I didn't know this about Holden Village because I was only here last as a 10-year-old. And so, and then I just ran up and down the mountains and stuff like that. But many of you know this better than me. You run into people for a really short period of time, and sometimes they're fantastically wonderful people and great connections, and then it's over really fast. So I'm sorry that you're leaving, and it's been wonderful to
Thank
know you.
You. Yes. Thank you for being here.
Yes, you too. And all of you as well. Thank you especially for coming, being with us here. We want to close tonight with a song of peace. And I don't know where this tune came from, Tom.
Ray McKeever.
Oh, Ray McKeever, who's going to be here next week. And yeah. And it's Pace Minteris. Have any of you sung this one before of Ray's?
Can you give me a note or something? Are you going to play it?
Are you going to just walk? It, yeah, do you want to say something more into the mic before we teach it? Your part then, there'll be a little verse that'll change each time, and then it'll come in and all of us will sing. The people come in on Peace on Earth. With peace on earth, pacem in terris, peace on earth. And we'll do it, we'll roll it around a few hundred times, and so you can pick that up real quickly, okay? Peace on earth, pacem in terris, and then peace on earth, okay? So we'll play it through a couple times and jump in when you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, David, our sound man.